Church, that brings us to our final objective of this series. To build our local church, we must remain. We must remain. The subtitle for today's message is Remain Faithful. Remain faithful. Church, if we're going to carry out God's plan for our local church, we must remain. That word remain simply means to continue to be. To continue to be. Church, we must continue to be faithful to the assignment that God has given us. We must remain faithful. Let me remind you of a statement that I make at the beginning of every message in this series. We must be who God commanded us to be and do what God commanded us to do. Without delay, without distraction, and until the job is done. We must remain faithful. Faithful to the assignment. Let's look again at our foundational scripture. We've been reading it all year long, and we know that this scripture, this book of Hebrews, was written as a sermon. It was a sermon written primarily to Jewish Christians who were struggling in their faith. And the writer urges these Christians to not be discouraged by their challenges. Church, I don't know about you, but right now it can be easy to be discouraged by the challenges that we see. So he encourages them, don't be discouraged by your challenges, but move forward in your life in Jesus Christ. He admonishes them, hold fast to your profession of hope. You have hope, hold on to it. Don't waver. Don't cast your confidence away. And he reminds them that the just shall live by faith. In other words, if you're going to be pleasing to God, you have to have faith. And then he expounds upon this truth. That's what chapter 11 is all about. And he goes through the Old Testament chronologically, and he gives examples of saints who had faith in God, and their faith produced obedience. And that took us to verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. This scripture lets us know that Noah, being warned, moved with fear, and he prepared an ark. That's what we learn all year long. Noah, being warned, moved with fear, and he prepared an ark. But that word prepare, it means to furnish or equip. But it also means to put in readiness. It means to furnish, equip, or put in readiness. Church, Noah prepared the ark. He put it in readiness. That means that Noah took up the work and he remained faithful to the work. Year after year after year until the ark was ready. He didn't just finish the ark, he made it ready. There's a difference. He worked until the ark was exactly what God designed. And until the ark was able to do what it was intended to do. It was intended to keep his family safe in a flood. Church, we must be faithful to the assignment that God has given us. And we must remain faithful until our church is put in readiness. That is, until our church is exactly what God intends our church to be. That's how long we have to be faithful. We must be faithful to the assignment until our church is established. Faithful to the assignment so that many generations can come into this church, and that whosoever will come, as they come, they can be saved, healed, delivered, and restored. So that whosoever will come can come into our church and be cared for, regardless of who they are, regardless of their race, their class, their background, or their circumstances. We have to be faithful, church, so that we can be in a place of readiness. That means that we cannot give up on the assignment. We cannot walk away from the assignment. The assignment is not over when the series is over. The assignment continues. The assignment is not over when the theme is over. The assignment continues. We cannot settle for anything less than God's standard for our church. And if we fall short in any area, we have to work and work and keep working until we fulfill the assignment. Church, we must remain faithful. That brings us to our points for today's message. Church, we must be faithful to three different things. We must be faithful to point number one, our God. We must be faithful to our God. Church, when we are faithful to our God, we seek to please him above everything. When we are faithful to our God, we seek to please him above everything. See, most of us will say, I'm faithful to God. But do I seek to please him above everything else? Because too often, although we think we are faithful to God, we are really faithful to ourselves. So we have no desire to do the will of God if we think that it does not directly benefit us. We are faithful to self. Now, God, if you ask me to do something that is beneficial to me, I'll do it. But if you ask me to do something that is beneficial to someone else, and I can't see what it's going to do for me, I'm not interested. And that's where many of us are, simply unmoved by the theme. We have walked through the theme for 2 years. We have been in this all year long. And because we don't think the theme benefits us personally, for an entire year, we remain unmoved. Because for an entire year, we have been told to do a good work for the benefit of someone else. And frankly, we are over it. We are ready to move on. Can't wait for next year. I wonder what next year's theme is going to be. Wonder when Pastor's going to stop preaching about this. We want to move on. We are over it because we're selfish, because we are faithful to self. But church, if we are going to be obedient to God, we must be faithful to him. We must have within us the desire to please him above everything, a desire to please him regardless of ourselves. A desire to please him so that we put down the selfishness that's on the inside of us. How do we become faithful to God? Well, it's simple. When we realize that God has been faithful to us. When we really understand that God has been faithful to us, it motivates us, it compels us to want to be faithful to him. Church, God has been faithful to us. And all of us can make it personal and say, God has been faithful to me. God has been faithful to me. He has loved me with steadfast, unchanging, unwavering love. God loved us so much that he gave his son, who in turn gave the whole of his life. Jesus gave all of himself, totally and completely. Nothing held back. He was utterly consumed in judgment for me. He took the punishment of my sins. He bought my pardon with his blood. He changed my life with his Holy Spirit. God has been faithful to me because nobody knows what I used to be. Not really. Nobody knows how much God changed me on the inside, in my mind, in my heart, in my ways. No one really knows. He changed me and he delivered me. For some of us, he delivered us from addiction and dependency. We couldn't make it through the day without a substance propping us up. Some of us he delivered from evil desires, perversion. Some of us he delivered from depression and fear. We used to cry all the time. And now we live with a smile on our face and a pep in our step. God has been faithful. He's delivered some of us from anger and hatred and bitterness that had us bound up in our heart. And now we have love. We can let things go. We can forgive. God has been faithful. He didn't just change me, church. He has been my provider. God has put food on our table. He's put clothes on our back. He's put gas in our car when we didn't have money to pay for gas. He gave me a job to go to. And when I didn't have a job, he put money in my pocket so that I could make it from day to day. He has been faithful. He has been my provider. He has been my orchestrator. He has orchestrated my life. I know that he's opened up doors of opportunity. People have looked at me and said, "How did you get there? How did you get that position? How did you get that favor?" It was God orchestrating my life. He has closed some doors that I should not have walked through, but I didn't know it at the time. He has been faithful to me. And on top of all of that, every time I've had a problem, every time I've had a situation that I could not handle, he showed up. Every time I feel like I'm drowning in adversity, he shows up. Every time I feel like I can't go on another further, he shows up. Every time I feel lonely and sad, he shows up and he wipes away my tears. Church, God has been faithful to us. Every time we are perplexed, "God, I don't know what to do," he shows up and he settles our mind down. He gives us clarity of thought and keeps us on the right path every single time. And every time I start to stray from the relationship, he shows up and corrects me without destroying me. Church, God has been faithful. He is our rock. He is our shelter. He is our bridge over troubled water. He is our joy. He is our peace. He is our hope. He loves us. He has been faithful to us. And after all of that, after all that he does for me, when I murmur and complain and am not grateful for the things that he has done, God never says, "I'm tired of you. After all I've done for you, I'm finished." He never severs the relationship. So when I come to myself and realize the error of my ways, I can still go boldly to the throne of grace. The door has not been locked, and I've been not put out of heaven. I can go to the throne of grace. He never severs the relationship. Church, he's been so good to us. He's been so kind to us. By God's grace, I am who I am. By God's grace, I have what I have. By God's grace, I can do what I do. I did not create the life that I have. And if I think my life is important and valuable and significant, it's only because of what Jesus did for me. So I can put aside my life and pick up his work and do what he wants me to do. I can set my will to do his will and not be consumed with selfishness. After all he's done for me, that's the least I can do. What God is asking us to do, it's not that significant compared to what he's done for us. It is the least we can do for him.